Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another edition of Home-Based Business 101. Your host, Bobby Jahi. Hey, sit back, listen to our theme song, and I'll be right back at you with another exciting show.
More and more of who I am, the power that says it can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me. To wake up to what I want to be. It's my time to claim my destiny.
All right, that's our theme song. It's my time. It's my time to claim my destiny. Yeah, I hope you wake up feeling that way every morning. You know, because every morning, hey, the precious Creator decided to give you and me another day. Another day. Another day to be able to look at how to accomplish our goals. You might not have did all you wanted to do yesterday, but for some strange reason, hey, the Lord gave you another day, and as people say in church, this is a day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So I hope you're happy and feeling great. We have an exciting show for you today. We're going to share some information today about how to save on your taxes and home-based business in general, but in specifically in terms of YTB, you know, the company that we share information with in terms of network marketing. Before I introduce and bring on our special guest, let me do our reading for today. As you know, before I go into my show after we do our theme song. We have a reading, Daily Motivations for Success by Dennis Kimbrough. And today's reading starts out like this. One moment, please. Great opportunities come to those who make the most of small ones. Dempsey Travis, an entrepreneur. That's a quote from Dempsey. Here's the story for the day. Once a famous artist was hired to put stained glass windows into a cathedral. His eager young apprentice pleaded for the chance to design just one window. The master artist feared that an experiment on even a small window would prove costly, but his persistent apprentice kept up his pleas. He kept saying, "Master, master, please, just let me, you know, do one of these windows." Finally, the master agreed that he could try his hand on one window if he furnished his own materials and worked on his own time. The enterprising apprentice began gathering bits of glass that his master had discarded and set to work. In short order, the church was finished. When the cathedral doors were opened, parishioners stood in awe before the apprentice's stained glass window, praising its beauty. Our lives are like this. If we take the time to gather together the moments and opportunities we too often discard and waste, we find we can shape them into something of value and beauty. Affirmation for today. Today I will take a long look at the moments I waste. What can I make of these moments? We want to be able to focus on that. You know, we have a lot of wasted moments in our lives. We want to be able to focus on how to take advantage of time that we wasted and, you know, be able to make the most out of it. And, you know, one of the things that we waste in terms of time is seeking proper knowledge, information, making sure that we understand it. And, you know, one of those areas is this area, this thing that all of us be having to deal with at times, but so often we don't want to seek the information. And that is this thing in America called taxes. Well, home-based businesses are one of the greatest tax shelters left that people can take advantage of. And the guest I'm about to bring on is going to share how we and the YTV network take advantage of those tax laws to be able to save us money and get money back, you know, and get great tax deductions. And so, you know, we're going to go into that today, and I have special guest Al Peltier, who's a part of our YTV network and one of our upline business partners and is a financial planner and be able to assist people in all different areas of finances and really share some great information on taxes. Are you there, Al?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you loud and clear. Glad to be able to have you on the show today.
Well, thank you. I'm very pleased to be here and honored to be here as well.
Okay, great. Well, let's start off first of all, you know, question is that a lot of people don't understand or don't know the advantages, the tax advantages of having a home-based business. Could you start from that premise first?
Yes, I can. Back in the 70s, what happened is when there was a lot of mergers and acquisitions going on in our country, it was great for corporate America. But as with most people knows, when a company merged together, there's an overlapping of responsibilities. That means layoffs. So there's a tremendous social strain on our economy at that time as well. So Congress started thinking of ways to entice people to what I call get a plan B, you know, to support themselves, to finances for themselves. That was the advent of what we know today as the Small Business Tax Act. It has gone through a couple of iterations, but what it does is Congress entices, allows you, gives you concessions to build a home-based small business. What most people don't realize is that this country, this great country of America, was built on entrepreneurship. Look at all the companies we have now, Microsoft, Google, to name a few. They started as a small home-based business. They grew and flourished to what they know now, and that is the backbone of our economy. So Congress is always looking for ways to enhance that program, to give people more tax concessions, is what I call them, to entice them to get their plan B, to build a second form of income that would one day flourish and be a stronghold in this country. So that's where it all began. But the sad thing is most people don't take advantage of it. Most people don't know the advantages of holding a home-based business. Not just from the direct one in terms of additional income, your plan B to supplement your family income, but more importantly, it helps you to defer some of the high taxes that you are paying, which in itself can be tremendous for a family. So that's where it all started, and I'd like to kind of give some more details in terms of how that would benefit, but hopefully that answers your question.
Yes, yes. I mean, because a lot of times people think, you know, when we share information with people, you know, again, as I was saying earlier, people don't investigate. So a lot of times people think, you know, you're making up stuff. People make, you know, be making up stuff, and they don't know the origin and the root of, you know, how things evolve. And with that, giving us that background, share with us some immediate examples of a person has a home-based business, they're operating out of their home, how their home as a place of business, the type of things that they can look into as, you know, as a tax deduction.
Right. What I'd like to do is, again, because I don't know your audience as a whole and I don't know them on a personal level, I'd like to give you an overview. I do like to give disclaimers that all the information you hear today is not intended to make you an expert. It is intended to make you think so you can do more investigation to look more into it, but more importantly, to take advantage of it. I'd first like to start at the home, the cornerstone of your business. The IRS looks at that as your primary place of business. It's your home. It's a legitimate place of business. And the biggest expense that most people incur nowadays is in their car with the high price of gasoline and so on and so forth. Your home being your primary place of business, your work being your second place of business, for the layperson who does not have a home business, that is what you call commuting miles, going from your home to work. Something that we all do, but now by having a home-based business, your home being your primary place of business, your work being your secondary place of business, that is now considered business-to-business mileage, if it's well-documented, which is 100% tax-deductible. So again, something that you're doing anyways, now you can have the ability to receive tremendous tax benefits from it. And the things, other things I'm going to be talking about goes on that emphasis is that we're not telling you to go out there and incur more expenses. We're not telling you to go out there and spend more money. What we're saying is that look at your family finances. Things that you are already paying for, as now you can translate into business tax deduction. To go further, when we go out to eat with our family and we're talking about our business, we're talking about family growth and family wealth, as a home-based business, you know, the idea of business is usually talked about at the table. You are a prospect, and you can talk to your server. You might invite somebody to eat to hear about your business. Once you do that, and it's a business relation, that meal becomes tax-deductible. I know for most families, when you look at it, on average, we spend about $500 a month in terms of outside eating expenses. Imagine those expenses now being 100% tax-deductible to you. That can make a tremendous difference in the bottom line of a family, and it's money that you're throwing away. We talked about travel, this great company of YTB. The IRS looks at travel as one of those unique businesses. As a financial planner, when I go meet my clients out in California, not 100% of my trips are tax deductible. A portion of it is, but not 100% because there's some personal fulfillment that I'm doing as well when I go out to California. But now being in the tax, being a travel business, the wonderful thing about it is that travel is our business. Whether it's personal and whether it's business related, as well, as long as it's tax deductible, as long as it's documented, and you can tie in your business, and it's very easy to do that in the travel business, that travel now becomes tax deductible. Yesterday we did a seminar out in Boston, and that's where I am now, and we were talking about the average amount of travel that a typical family makes. That's about $4,200 a year. Imagine that, the ability to have those expenses tax deductible. What we realize is that when you start putting things together, such as your driving expense, such as your travel expenses, such as your meals, your cell phone, your office equipment, your, in this particular case of travel, your cable, your satellite, your internet usage, your computer, things of that nature, once you start adding all that up to you, very easily, it can be an extra $600 a month, $700 a month, $1,000 a month of extra income because you don't have to pay taxes on those expenses that can make a difference in your family's bottom line. And we saw that, and we had a great event. We had about 75 people in Boston listening to this information. And the biggest thing is that not many people knew about it. Not many people knew that they can take advantage of it. But it is in black and white. It is in print. I urge your listeners to do their due diligence. Talk to their CPAs. Keep in mind that there's a couple of different tax advisors out there, ones who specialize in home-based businesses and one who doesn't, just like a doctor. Some doctor at the podiatrist, you specialize in the foot. Some general practitioners, they specialize in everything else and send you to a specialist. The same thing goes for taxes. You know, you have a general tax practitioner, and then you have somebody who specializes. So do your investigation. Do your research. Find the answers. But it's out there. Taxes can be the next, like you mentioned. It's one of those last places where a family can start saving tremendous amount of money, especially in the times that we're going through right now in this country, that can make a tremendous difference in your bottom line. And we know, don't we, as one of the best, my opinion, one of the best home businesses out there, and that's with YTB, because it encourages us to take advantage of something that we all like to do, and that's travel. So back to you.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned cable. How is your cable bill tax deductible in relationship to, you know, YTB in terms of the home-based business?
That's funny. You said that. We was talking yesterday about cable. And I said, you know, there's two things in most families that's untouchable. When you're sitting down with the financial planner and you talk about your budget and things that you can do and how you can save on expenses, there's two things. That's travel, because people need to take their trips, and their cable bill. They can't do without. Well, the great thing about cable nowadays is that there are certain things that's catered to the travel industry, such as the Travel Network, the Weather Channel, CNN, because you need business news, you need to find out what's going on internationally. These are things that's on cable now that you need to fulfill the certain requirements in your business. So, again, because you have a business relationship with the cable now, you have a business use percent. 50% of your cable bill is not related to business. 50% is related to personal use. So the 50% that's related to business is tax deductible to you as a direct expense or indirect expense. I'm sorry. So again, that's how. I mean, when you talk about your internet usage, the great thing about online travel is that you do your business online. You need that internet connectivity. So maybe 80-90% of the cable bills, I mean, of your internet usage, is now tax deductible because you're using it to fulfill the requirements of your business. So that's why some of those things that we mentioned can be tax deductible to you.
Okay. Another issue of concern in terms of when people look at these whole things in terms of write-offs is the feel of, you know, you mentioned travel, and sometimes, you know, as a travel person, you entertain people. How does your the entertainment piece fit into this tax picture?
Yeah, that's a great question. What happened is when we're talking about food and entertainment and things of that nature, a lot of business is done in what you call in a entertainment form, i.e. on the golf course, when you go out to eat to a sporting event. That's when a lot of business is being transacted. Corporate America has been taking advantages of these things. That's why you see corporate skyboxes at sports events and sponsorship at sports events. At those place of venues, it just seems like a common place where people feel relaxed and it's conducive to business. Whereas a small home-based business, you have the same advantages. If, let's say, I'm in Boston now, so if somebody wants to go see the Celtics play, and, you know, you bring somebody with you and you talk about your business, that form, not only you get paid from it, from the YTB, but that transaction, that entertainment is now tax deductible. Let's say you have an event at your home and you want to share this opportunity with others, and it could be from a cookout that you're having, and you're providing food and you're providing entertainment, some type of fulfillment to your guests, and you're talking to them about the business of travel and how you can enhance their lives of travel and how they can get paid on their travel. That's tax deductible because it's business relations. You're promoting your business, you're prospecting for additional business. So the IRS will allow you to deduct those expenses. Expenses that you are incurring anyways are now tax deductible to you.
Okay. Now, for a person that doesn't have an outside job, but say they're retired, and their home, you know, is again their primary place of business, now how would they take advantage of when they leave their house to go somewhere for a tax write-off as far as leaving their place of business to go. They go to the supermarket, or they go, you know, when they leave the house, they're going somewhere. What would they need to do when they leave their house in terms of somewhere that they go? Where that kind of activity would qualify for the mileage deduction if they don't have an outside job, business to business travel, as you were saying?
Well, it's just not business to business. What the IRS says is that if your primary purpose of going to a place is for business, I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Let's say you're going to the mall, and you know there's on Saturday morning, you know there's people going to the mall to do certain things, and you know people are with their families, and it's a great place to talk about your travel business. Your primary purpose of going to the mall is to talk about your business. Now, on your way to the mall, you may stop at the bank, you might stop at the cleaners, you might stop at the supermarket. Those are secondary reasons. The IRS is only concerned about the primary reason. What was your primary intent? And because your primary intent was for business, then that transaction now becomes tax deductible to you. So that's how you do that. And like we know, when we go out, we're social people. We go out, we go to places, we meet other places. And travel business is the reason why I love it, because it just goes along. People love to talk about travel. You give up your business card, and because you're there, let's say you want to go to Starbucks, and you give your business card to the person who's serving you coffee or the people that's in Starbucks, that transaction now becomes tax-deductible to you. So it's really the primary purpose of why you go places. If you link that to your business, the IRS says that they'll allow you to deduct that transaction.
Okay, let me give the call-in number again. The call-in number is 646-595-4222. Any team members out there that want to call in and ask Al a question, feel free to call in, and ask your questions while we have him here on the line today with us for this first part of the show. So feel free to call in. Now, some other items that, people putting all of this stuff together, you suggest that they keep some kind of journal or log?
I truly and highly recommend that. What the IRS says is that you do have to document your activity. That is very important. If anything that they get from the call today, that is document, document, document. If it's not documented, please do not take the deduction. It is not worth it. If for any chance you are audited, you know, the IRS will look into your paperwork. One of the things for you to run your business is they said you need to conduct yourself like a business. Business people document their activity for a lot of reasons, for marketing reasons, to see what works and what does not work, but also to document their time. So as a home-based business, you are the same way. Get a day timer. Jot down your activity in a day timer. By jotting it down, the IRS says that that's an official record transaction. So it allow you to, first, remember what you're doing, but, two, to show to the IRS that you are conducting your business like a business and you have constructive receipts to show the deductions that you are taking.
Okay. Now, I'm pretty sure, too, when you get your clothes cleaned at the cleaners, since your attire is part of your appearance with business, is it a way to deduct your cleaning bill also?
The only way you can deduct your cleaning bill is if you clean your clothing while you're on travel, while you're conducting business. So you are home, you cannot deduct your cleaning. But let's say, again, I'll use the example of going to California and meeting with people, talking to them about my travel business.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm conducting business, I need to dry clean my clothes. I can do that and deduct it from my taxes. So if you're outside of your home, I call your hometown area, then you can do so. But if you're not, then it's not worth taking that deduction.
Okay.
Now, Desari, I do have another appointment. I have
okay.
about 5 more minutes. So
That's fine. I mean, we'll take it to the first half of the show.
Okay.
Any other points that you want to point out as you summarize, you know, what you share, since you have, you know, we got to wrap this segment of the show up. Share again, just sort of highlight again and share the importance of people taking advantage of this, and on average, even though, you know, again, people have to get with their professional to help them with their particular situation, but on average, about how much you feel people are losing a year on taxes by not taking advantage of the home-based business tax laws? And then the second part of that question is there's a way to engage your child in your home-based business and also get a tax write-off?
Yes. The first one is when you're conducting business from your home, the biggest thing that people don't realize is that the IRS understands that when you're starting a business, business may not be as profitable as you intend it to be. A lot of people are scared to take deductions because they don't show any income to offset that or to verify that they are in business. The IRS does not say that you have to make a profit. What the IRS says is that your intent, your primary intent is to make a profit. If you do not make a profit, that's fine, but your primary intent in running your business is to make a profit. So that's one of the misnomers that most people realize. The answer to your second question is in terms of children. One of the biggest things with children, when the IRS looked at the travel industry in particular, they're saying that anybody between the ages of 7 to 18 can work in your home-based business. Because online travel is, and what 7-year-olds are able to do nowadays in terms of going online and filing and so on and so forth, they are able to work in your home-based business. You can pay them up to $5,300 for 2007. They don't have to file a tax return, but you can deduct that $5,300 off your taxes. That's a huge savings for families. There's certain things that you need to do that, again, your tax professional can tell you in terms of documenting and open up a bank account for your child, but that's $5,300 that some people are leaving on the table. In terms of average money that people are losing every year, yesterday we did an example. We pulled somebody from the crowd who wasn't associated with our business, and we just went through a daily regimen with that individual, and we extrapolated out to the year. And at the end of that exercise, we saved him about $21,000 in taxes. And because of his tax bracket, that equated back to about $7,000 of pure savings, cash back in his pocket, that he would otherwise just leave on the table. Now, $21,000 of tax savings, $7,000 of real cash in your pocket, that's a huge, huge amount. You think about it. Most people, if they need a second job or second income, they work part-time. Part-time is $10 to $15 an hour, 10 to 20 hours a week. That's anywhere between $600 to $1,200 that you're bringing back into your household on a monthly basis. What they don't realize is that then you have to factor in taxes. Then you have to factor in daycare for your children, traveling expenses. So those people who have part-time jobs thinking that they're making $600 to $1,200 a month are only coming home with $800 to $400 a month. Great thing about this travel business is that you can build a business that's paying you on a daily basis and helping you build a travel business where additional income is coming to your home on it, like I said, a daily or monthly basis. And the great thing about it is that you have related that activity to your lifestyle. So you don't have to leave the home. You don't have to do all these things. And that's what I'm saying. Having a home-based business, this allows you to do so much, but the greatest benefit I see is just the taxes that it saves you on a monthly and yearly basis.
All right. We want to thank you for, taking time from your busy schedule to be on the first half of our show this Sunday and, sharing that valuable information. And, I'll send you a copy of this broadcast. In case you want to share it with some of your other clients and whatever. And, again, you have a safe trip. And, again, just thank you for taking time for your busy schedule to share this valuable information. And I hope our listening audience got a lot out of the information that you shared this morning.
I do ask you, when you do send me that, please, please send me your theme song along with it. That is a great, inspiring song in itself.
Okay.
Okay.
Will do.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Okay, that was our special guest we had on this morning, Mr. Al Peltier, who is our financial planner and guru. For those of us that are in the YTB, your Travel Biz Network, and he shared again this morning how to save money on your taxes in terms of a home-based business. You want to make sure that you get all of the value out of your money, as opposed to just letting it be taken away from you. And I have a few people that's in the chat room. Yes, there is love in the chat room. It's hard for me to type and be on the phone at the same time sharing this information, but I will answer your questions. Person asked a question, what is one of your suggestions for a business? One of the suggestions for a business is to make sure that one of the things that we suggest in the network that we're in is that you choose the enlightened way to wealth. What do I mean by the enlightened way to wealth? There's a book called The 1 Minute Millionaire by Mark Victor Hansen and Robert Allen, and I suggest that anyone that wants to go into business for themselves, that they read this book. One of the things that they talk about in terms of the principles of spirituality and love is that if you're in business for yourself, also figure out who you're going to tie it to. What do I mean by who you're going to tie it to? It's in order to keep the floodgates, the wealth gates opening and flowing for you. Immediately when you go in business for yourself, you need to figure who you're going to give 10% of what you make back to. What favorite charity, what favorite nonprofit, what favorite group or what favorite cause that you're going to donate to. See, you give, you receive. You receive, you give. And it's just a spiritual principle. When you do that, your business will be truly blessed. Too often people go in business for themselves because they want to, you know, they're just thinking about being a boss and being greedy and all of that kind of stuff. And, you know, what happens is you might acquire some money. But if you don't have the right stuff, I say, you know, then you're going to have a lot of problems. I have a person that I went to college with that I know that lives in another city who does pretty good financially in terms of his business, but has a very nasty personality, has high turnover because he curses at people that he hires, you know, just really mean-spirited, figure, you know, I got mine, you work for me, you get yours as you get it. And he, you know, when I asked him one time, I said, you know why you got high turnover? I said, because you don't have a pleasing personality. You don't use the law of positive attraction. And that, you know, those are some things that, you know, that sort of turns people off at times from this whole thing of being a business owner and going into business for oneself. So it's important that you have the right stuff, as I say. You know, I look out for people. Yes, I want to make a dollar, but my concern is people first, dollar second. And also you should have your priorities in order. Priorities should be God first, family second, then business. Again, this is an exciting month in the company called YTB, Your Travel Biz. The company is doing a tremendous, tremendous promotion this month, and the promotion is allowing people that come into this business within the first 30 days. So that if they come in this business in the first 30 days and follow the script, they can earn $10,000. $10,000 in 30 days. So, you know, if those of you out there that's listening, you know, and you're thinking about trying to do something extra to earn some extra income, you know, take a look at YTB. Now, you might say, well, what is YTB? Let me take a few minutes and just share with you what it is. And again, the call line is open for those that want to call in with a question or comment. The call line is 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. My co-host, Mr. Monticello Mitchell, is out there listening. Please call in so you can handle part of the calls while I try to type some stuff in the chat room. It's hard to do all of the stuff at the same time. One time. But YTB is this. It's a travel company, international travel company, that allows a person to come in to their network and get their own online travel booking engine. Your own online travel booking engine. The same as Orbitz, Expedia, Travelocity, and those other online, you know, travel sites. And with that, people then can book travel off your site, and then you get 60% of the commission on that piece of travel, anything that's travel-related. We have on that site people can book their airfare, I mean, or their flights, their hotels, their car rentals. They can buy tickets to sporting events or Broadway shows. They can order flowers. We even have cars. People can buy a brand-new car off your site, and when they buy a car, you get $300. Now, that's one side of the business. The other side is because the company wants to become the number one and the largest online travel agency in the world, the company also allows you to come in and market for the company and be able to get other people to get travel sites, or as we say, travel stores, online travel stores. And by having online travel stores and open those outlets, every time you help somebody else get started, the company pays you for that. And they pay you very, 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 very good. Very good. Very good. You help six people get their online travel stores, and then you have something that's called completed, what's called your first team. You need to get three people, and then you and your three people get three more people, and your first team is completed, and then you move into what's called the power team. Then every time six people comes in, you make you get a $1,000 bonus above the other monies that you make by helping those people open those travel stores. So, I mean, there's a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity here in this business. Now, to get your own online travel booking engine, there is a fee, and that fee is $499, which is a little under $500, and then you pay $49 a month for your travel hosting fee to keep your online booking engine up. Then there's another good thing the company does. Once you have six people in the business, you do not pay the $49 anymore. And the reason for that, people say, well, what's the catch? Why would they do that? It's because the company, again, wants to open up as many outlets as possible, and they're going to reward you for opening up outlets. Now, think about it like this. Some of you that have listened to this show before, you've heard me tell this story. Bill Gates went to five of his friends, and this is a true story. And if you ever get a chance to meet Bill or someone, you can ask him. Went to five of his friends. He said, you know, I believe one day the majority of people in the world are going to have computers in their house. And not only will they have computers, but we can have the operating system that will be on their computers. Three of his friends told him, you know, you're crazy. The other two stuck with him. And what do people have today? The majority of people in the world have what? Computers. What's the operating system they have? Microsoft Windows. Yeah, people have some other operating systems, but Microsoft Windows is the system that most people have. Bill Gates was a visionary. Coach J. Lloyd Tomer, who created YTV, is a visionary also. He believes just like people pay their bills online, pay everything else online, and people are booking travel online, is that one day, the majority of people will have a YTB booking engine in their house, on their computer, online. The same way as people have gotten there. They went from dial-up to DSL, high-speed internet. I remember first dial-up was the thing. Now the majority of people, I don't know too many people that still use dial-up. Majority of people have DSL or high-speed internet. Well, there's going to come a time when the majority of people are going to have their own online travel booking engine, which means that people will be able to go to their site and book from their site. Now, some people say, well, how do you find people who want to book trips from your site? Basically, family and friends and people that take vacations, you know, they're booking travel anyway. There's people that you already know that are booking travel. All you want them to do, as opposed to going to Orbis, Expedia, Travelocity, and these other companies, is to have them book their travel with you. It's the same booking engine. And the prices are basically pretty much the same. Sometimes the price is a little cheaper. Sometimes it's the same. Sometimes it's a few dollars more. One of the other things that makes this opportunity so great is that we have a program called Passport to Giving. Now, what is the Passport to Giving program? See, besides being involved in YTB, I also have a nonprofit organization which I do youth development work, working to save our young people. And one of the things that I like about YTB is we have a special program for churches and nonprofits called a Passport to Giving program. This allows churches and nonprofits to basically be able to get a travel booking engine. And by them getting a travel booking engine, they pay a one-time fee. They don't pay the $49 a month because they're not marketing and trying to recruit and sell outlets and help other people come into the business. They basically have an online travel booking engine because what they want to be able to do is raise money for their group or raise money for their cause. Most The biggest problem most nonprofits have, and I can attest to this because I have been a nonprofit organization, been 501c3 since 1990. The biggest problem that most nonprofits have is that they have great causes, but little money. Great causes, but little money. And as a nonprofit, you know, you can do a lot of good work. Our company, our nonprofit, we specialize in youth development, and we're located in the state of Maryland, the state of Louisiana, and also here where we live in North Carolina. And the thing is that with our nonprofit, one of the main reasons we got into the YTB business, because we see people in YTB that are making six-figure incomes and have all kind of money coming in, is that we wanted to find another way to fund our nonprofit. Anybody out there listening that has ever done any kind of work in a nonprofit, well, you know, you get this thing called 501c3. And then people tell you, wow, you got a 501c3. You'll be able to get grants. Yeah, but they don't tell you how competitive it is to apply for these grants and all the paperwork you have to go through, the long hours of sitting up, and, you know, how hard it is, you know, to just put all of that stuff together, only to turn it in and to get your, I call them the Dear John letters. Oh, you know, wow, you have a great idea, and, you know, we really wish we could fund you, but, you know, we are funding someone else this time around. You might be to spend 3 months, sometimes as much as 4 months, putting together a grant proposal to get a rejection letter. So we decided what we wanted to do was find an opportunity that would allow us to raise the money and fund ourselves. See, the real deal is this. What people don't tell most nonprofits when you go into the nonprofit world and building a nonprofit business is that the big nonprofits have a for-profit company that raises the money for the nonprofit company. But as small nonprofits and small church groups, no one teaches us that. So we end up getting doing fish fries, car washes, raffle tickets. You know, the best I ever did on a fish fry and a supper was made $200 profit. Now, what am I going to do with that? What am I going to do with that? That's the best I ever raised on one of them kind of fundraisers. Where here, let me give you an example through the Passport to Giving program. Say a church or a nonprofit, they plan a cruise for their supporters and their followers, and their supporters and followers tell enough people, and they get 100 people to go on a cruise. You know that nonprofit being just raised $24,000. $24,000 from having a cruise. That's a whole lot more money than they make doing a car wash. Like I said, we have this Passport to Giving program, and this program is working very, very good. And you got people, you know, one church that took advantage of this program, they're raising money for their building fund to be able to purchase their own building through just having their members participate by going to their site and booking their travel needs. They took a cruise recently, and they made $10,000 on a cruise. They had like about 40 people that went on this particular cruise, and they made $10,000. And people was going to go on a cruise anyway. So, again, I say that you know people out there that travel, that are looking to travel. People love to talk about their vacations and their travel. People are not going to get mad at you when you approach them, you know, hey, I'm involved in the travel industry, and, you know, I want to share some information with you about travel. If you ask people, where's your favorite vacation spot? See, it's different than selling, and I'm not knocking this, and I never put anybody down, but it's different than selling lotions and potions. See, if you sell lotions and potions, you got to convince the person that your lotion and potion is something that they need. Travel, you ain't got to convince them. They're just going to ask you, well, where did I go? How did I sign up? And is your price competitive? See, because they're going to travel anyway. See, the other day I had a person that called me. They was planning on going to California. And, you know, they wanted to know about booking on my site. And I said, well, you can do that, or you can sign up and get your own site and book your airfare and your hotel on your own site. And because them and a girlfriend was going, and it was going for a church-related function, they said, well, wait a minute, I can get my own site? I said, yeah, you can get your own site, and then from now on, every time you go somewhere, book your travel on your site, and 60% of that commission can come back to you as opposed to coming to me. And they said, wow, woo, Man, this is great. And the thing is that by being able to do that, now all of their future travel, they will be booking themselves. They will be booking themselves. And that is so wonderful for them. It also helped me because it helped me bring another person into the business. Now they're excited and they want to share with other people. And again, it helps YTB because of YTB, we want to create these travel outlets. These travel outlets. Again, the phone line is open, 646-595-4222. 646-595-4222. Anybody's got any testimony or question or comment, please feel free to call in and share information with us. Tuesday evening, there will be on one of our supporters' show on the Power Team Radio here on Blog Talk, and I've sent out emails to different people. There will be a special broadcast, 8 o'clock in the evening, in which Bone Crusher Smith will be speaking on the Power Team Radio station. And he, if you don't remember, he was one-time heavyweight champion of the world. Well, Bone Crusher Smith is also involved in YTB. And he's using YTB to help him with his ministry. By being involved in YTB, he has raised money for his ministry. And he's going to be on the air Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. For those that are listening in, and I have your show host information, just hang with us, and I will make sure I email you that site so that you can know what's going on with Bone Crusher Smith and being able to listen in as he shares how he uses this opportunity to help his ministry and how other people can use it to help for the good that they want to do in the community, and at the same time how they can use it to personally build their own home-based business and taking care of their business. And it's so, so important to be able to do that. And I have a person here in the chat room, Heart to Heart. I'm pulling your information up. I do help people with nonprofits. Minister Rosalind Jennings out in Tempe, who has the Powerful Forgiveness Show. I'm helping her right now, and I will send you some information to help you with how to get your nonprofit organization, how to start a nonprofit organization to help around the issue of teen pregnancy. That's a very important issue. And again, like I say, all of these things are interrelated. So even though we're talking about the travel business, the thing is how to use these different vehicles to take advantage of raising money for the things that are near and dear to our heart. You know, the whole thing is if you want to do something special, you need to help somebody. And when you help somebody, God in turn helps you. That is so true. I can share a story with you what happened for me and my wife one time. We was in operating our center that we had one time in Baltimore, Maryland, and a young child was struck by lightning and died. And we didn't have much money, but we decided, hey, you know, when we knew the family, we didn't know the family personally, but we figured like in anybody else's family that, you know, it was going to be, you know, kind of, you know, stressful for them in terms of dealing with the situation. So we sent them $100 to help them with the funeral and stuff. We wasn't looking to get anything in return. We didn't even look for no notoriety. We wasn't like, you know, hey, you know, such and such nonprofit, send them $100, write it in the, you know, in the funeral program and all of that. You know, we gave from the heart. Then what happened about 4 months later, every month, we started getting these little money orders in the mail as a donation, $15, $20, $14, $17, $19, $37, $10. And then I looked at the name on the money order, and the name, it happened to be the young girl's grandmother. We gave, not looking to receive anything back. We helped the family. We don't know how that particular $100 might have helped them with their final expenses in terms of dealing with burying their loved one. And then what happened was the grandmother began to make donations to us at our nonprofit to help us with our youth development work. And again, like I said, we gave, we didn't look for a donation to come back. But see, again, that is how God works. That is how this whole thing works. You give, you receive. And so one of the things even Coach J. Lloyd Tolman talked about in YTV as he's developing and mentoring people to become millionaires is that it's important that as you make money in this business, that God is going to bless you. And as God blesses you, you in turn need to bless some others. So, you know, I say all of that to say again is that we don't talk about business for business sake, just to make a buck. You know, the purpose of making money is so that you can do something special in this world and be, you know, be a caregiver for the world, to find whatever cause that touches your heart and then be able to do something about it. If you pick up the book, The 1 Minute Millionaire, when you read about it, when you read in it, you'll read different stories that they have in there, and they have one particular story that's very, very good. I'm not going to – my wife's always talking about give stuff away, and then people don't, you know, don't want to have a need to read the book. I won't tell you about that particular story. But in there, they just share different things. One thing that they shared in there was a person went to San Diego one time, and they saw this big old yacht. And they said, wow, that's a pretty yacht. Who that belong to? And the person told them who it belonged to. They met with the person. The person said, oh, man, you must have a lot of fun on that yacht. Person says, I don't hardly go on it that often. They said, why not? You got that big old yacht? That she said, oh, that's for my nonprofit. She said, that yacht is for inner-city children in San Diego. We take them on cruises to help them expand their mind and get out of situations that they're in. And she said, but that yacht, I bought that to help support my nonprofit. I didn't buy that for a personal pleasure and whatever. So it's very, very important that, you know, again, that we focus on this power and giving and this whole network of things that can be done. Now, what I'd like to be able to do as we wind down, we have 7 minutes left. If anybody else is out there in the chat room also, please, you know, send in some of your questions. And I'm doing this, I'm taking and recording these questions so that when I email you or send you a message on Blog Talk, that I can point you in the direction to how to get answers to your questions. Again, this is Home-Based Business 101, and our theme is to show people how to save money. How to save money and make money in the home-based business industry with a specific vehicle that we use, which is YTB, Your Travel Biz, or some of us like to say, You're Truly Blessed. Again, earlier today we had on a show, we had financial planner Al Peltier, who shared with us how to take advantage of the tax laws to help you save money and make money by getting the most out of your taxes. Too often we lose $4,000 to $5,000 to sometimes as high as $10,000 a year. There's also a good book called How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time, and How to Lower Your Taxes Big Time, and that book is written by Sandy Boykin, a former IRS attorney who is retired from the IRS. And what he did was he put together a whole book on stuff that he learned while he worked at the IRS to share with people on the money that they was losing. He said that if you're losing $4,000 to $5,000 a year, he said if you took that same $4,000 to $5,000 a year and you took that $4,000 to $5,000 and invested it, that over a 20-year period, you'd end up with a couple $1 million. I mean, that's so powerful. That means we got money that we are losing at alarming rate. And it's so, so important that we learn how to take advantage of these laws. Now, and, you know, I can't say enough about this whole tax piece, because it's just one of those neglected fields in our areas that we deal with in terms of life. And it's so important that we just really, you know, really, really, you know, tune in on that. If you do a home-based business for no other reason than, you know, to get the tax savings, that is a great reason to get involved. If for no other reason, to save money on your taxes. Because if you don't, you're going to pay them. IRS is going to get theirs. They're going to want to get their cut. So you want to make sure that you know how to take advantage of these tax laws. The other thing that's important, as Al shared earlier on the call, you do not have to make a profit in your business in order to take advantage of these tax laws. As he said, you just need to be able to show intent. You show intent. How do you show intent? Well, you show intent by, if you're involved in YTB, one, you paid your $500 to get involved in the business. Two, you're paying your $49 a month to have your own website and keeping that site up. And, you know, and then once you do that, you can always customize your site, which I have done. And that shows intent. You have business cards you hand out. That shows intent. You have a place in your house that is set up and designated for you to operate as a business. That shows intent. You go to trainings and seminars. That shows intent. You go out and you meet with customers, potential customers. That shows intent. And so it's important, he says, to show intent to do business. If you make a profit, great. If you don't make a profit, it doesn't really matter. You're still able to take care of the tax advantages. So with all of that said, I want to really begin to wrap up today's show. We covered a lot. We had a great guest on. Next Sunday we have a guest on. I'll have to advertise a person by the name of Forrest Bradford, who has written a book on how to manage your business, whether it's a home-based business or a bigger business. And he says there's three things we got to get done, the three R's. Getting everybody to do what's right, the right way, and right on time. See, that's the other thing. And YTB, as you build a team, you want to get people to do it the right way. And you want to get people to do things by doing it the right way. You want to get people to do it right on time. And then that's how the team works, getting those things done and having the team being able to function that way. So important. I close out today's show again with another powerful book that I suggest everybody read called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And Napoleon says, success requires no explanations. Failure permits no alibis. Success requires no explanations. Failure permits no alibis. Decision. You have to make a decision on what you want to do and master and get rid of procrastination. Most of us, we take and we procrastinate and procrastinate. Procrastination, the opposite of decision, is a common enemy which practically every person must conquer. You will have an opportunity to test your capacity to reach quick and definite decisions when going through this book called Think and Grow Rich. And if you want to be successful, you need to understand this. People who fail to accumulate money without exception have the habit of reaching decisions, if at all, very slowly, and of changing these decisions quickly and often. When you make a decision to do something, stick to it. Don't go back and keep changing it. Stick to it. Move forward. And with that in mind, make a decision to make some changes in your life and do something positive. Make a decision to support the cause that you want. And big of all, make a decision to check out and take a look at this business called YTB, your travel business. Until next time, this is Baba Jahi. Take care, peace and blessings, and I close out with our theme song, It's My Time.